Antonio's Music by Joanna Emery. Illustrated by Sue Todd. Antonio's Music by Joanna Emery. Illustrated by Sue Todd. Antonio was born in Venice many years ago. As Antonio grew up, he heard music all around him. The chirping birds and rustling leaves made music. Even the wind made music. Antonio's father made music too. He made beautiful music with his violin. Antonio wanted to make music just like his father. "Please teach me to play the violin," said Antonio. Antonio's father said, "Yes, I'll teach you." Antonio worked hard to learn how to play the violin. His friends thought he worked much too hard. "Antonio, come out and get some fresh air," they would say. So, Antonio went outside with his violin. He played in the streets and in the fields. In fact, Antonio played everywhere. He made beautiful music. When Antonio grew up, he still loved making beautiful music. So he wrote music. He was a composer. Antonio wrote lots of music for concerts and operas. Once, he wrote music about winter, spring, summer, and fall. People loved Antonio's music. They came from far away to hear his music played in Venice. People loved his music for many years. But as Antonio grew old, people listened to newer music. They forgot all about Antonio and his beautiful music. Antonio's music was forgotten for almost 200 years. Then, one day, some people found many books of his music in an old, dusty library. They played it and said, "This sounds like a cold wind. This sounds like chirping birds. This sounds like falling raindrops. This sounds like blowing leaves." Antonio's music is now played almost everywhere. And people say, "This is beautiful music." Antonio Vivaldi was born in Venice on March 4, 1678. He was so small and weak, his parents thought he might not live. But he did live, and Antonio grew up to become a famous composer. He created music to represent the sounds of winter, spring, summer, and fall. Antonio called this music the Four Seasons. If you ever hear the Four Seasons, listen closely to figure out which season the music is representing. Can you hear a cold wind or a thunderstorm? Can you hear birds chirping? Or, can you hear leaves falling?